From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is again defending his proposal to rework the nation's health care system. And Mr. Obama said that while the August deadline he has set for Congress to pass initial health care legislation could, in his words, spill over, he said he still wants changes enacted soon. The president made his latest comments in an interview on the PBS program The News Hour with Jim Lehrer.
This is a big, complex situation, a lot of special interests here in Washington who are very protective of the status quo. But what the American people understand is that the status quo is unsustainable.
Earlier today, the president spoke with doctors and nurses at a Washington, D.C. children's hospital. The president said now is not the time to slow down or lose heart in moving to revamp the nation's health care system. However, some lawmakers have voiced concerns over how to pay for the proposed health care initiative. The Obama administration's Detention Policy Task Force will request more time to submit its final report. That's according to an administration official. President Obama gave the team 6 months from his inauguration to figure out the best policies for detaining terrorism suspects. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
During his first week in office, President Obama issued executive orders creating three task forces. Each has members from across the government. There are people from the Justice Department, the Pentagon, the State Department, and the White House, among others. One task force is supposed to review the case of each Guantanamo detainee individually. That work is more than half done. A second group is studying the best policies for holding detainees in the future, and the third team is studying interrogation and transfer policies. Tomorrow is the deadline for the detention and interrogation teams, but they're not done with their work. The executive order creating the task forces says the chair can ask for an extension. Administration officials say the White House will get an update this week on the team's progress. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The index of leading economic indicators was up in June for a third straight month, a sign the nation could be starting to pull out of recession. NPR Scott Newman has more.
The index, compiled by the private New York-based Conference Board, is meant to project economic growth about 6 months ahead. It was up 0.7% last month after gaining a revised 1.3% in May. The Conference Board's chairman, Ken Goldstein, says the latest figures mean we should expect a slow recovery in the autumn. The board reported a rise in 7 of the 10 indicators that make up the index, including employment, building permits, stock prices, and new orders for consumer goods. But the interest rate spread between yields on 10-year Treasury bonds and the federal funds rate saw the biggest jump. With interest rates near zero, the large gap between the two could prompt investors to lend more money for longer terms. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 104 points to close at 8,848. This is NPR. The parents of an Idaho soldier kidnapped in Afghanistan say they have been overwhelmed by the outpouring of support they have received. In a statement read by a county sheriff today, the parents of PFC Bo Bergdahl said their sole focus now is seeing their son return home safely. Pentagon confirmed over the weekend that Bergdahl was captured in Afghanistan about 3 weeks ago by the Taliban, something neighbors and others in the community of Haley, Idaho, said they'd known about for some time. Recently released Taliban photo shows the soldier eating. The world's population is aging so quickly, the number of people 65 and older is expected to double by the year 2040. That's according to figures by the Census Bureau and released by the National Institutes on Aging. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has more.
It's not just that people are living longer. Families are having fewer children, too. Those have long been trends in the United States and Europe. Now it's happening in developing countries. Already, 62% of the world's elderly live in those countries. By the year 2017, the world for the first time will have more people 65 and older than children younger than 5. And people 80 and older, they're called the oldest old, are already the world's fastest-growing age group. The report says that will change the way we live and how governments respond. Because these oldest old require the most health care, from the medications they use to the help they need in nursing homes or to live in their own homes. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the state's top lawmakers continue to look at plans to try and close the state's projected $26.3 billion budget shortfall. State lawmakers say they expect some kind of deal to be worked out with a vote in the legislature likely within the next several days. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.